Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis, where we're giving 8 lines down from the top with the brand new Mishnah. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas, Carol Rosenberg, and also Rabbi Jack Ring, Harav Yaakov Ring, then Shmuel. All the Shalmas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We continue to, of course, learn for the safety of the Chayalim. They should be successful. They should be safe. They should be able to do everything that they need to do to bring back the Chatufim. And Be'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom on call all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up the brand new Mishnah, Tzadi Beis of an Aleph, which tells us a little bit of a Garita, and we'll see today is a very light share, a longer share, but it's a light share. So the Mishnah starts and says, Afu Pishu no sein lo, a nimcha lo ad shivakish bimenu. In the previous shiurim, we've been talking about the penalty of boshes, when you embarrass somebody, you humiliate them. So there's certain penalties that you have to pay. So our Mishnah tells us that, yes, even though you paid those penalties, nevertheless, you're not going to be forgiven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for embarrassing the person unless you go and ask them for mechila, until you go and are mevakesh from the person that you embarrassed, mechila, that you should say, I'm sorry I embarrassed you, please forgive me. And that person, as we'll see, should forgive you. Shenemar, and this is based upon the famous story with Avimelech taking Sarah into captivity, and Avram eventually goes and davens for Avimelech after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech what you did is a terrible thing, and he punishes him. Shenemar, V'ata Hashev Eishes V'gomer, go and return Sarah to Avram Avinu. The pasuk is V'ata Hashev Eishes Ha'ish Ki Navihu, because he is a Navi. We'll discuss only a Navi's wife has to be returned. The Gemara will explain this more. And the Navi, Avram Avinu, V'yispal Badcha V'chyeh, and he will go and daven for you, and you will all live. And if you don't do this, if you don't go return Sarah, everybody in your village, everybody in the Plishtim will all die. So that's the pasuk that we learn this out from, that you have to go and ask mechila for. And how do we know that the person who was embarrassed, the person who was humiliated, he should forgive the other person if the other person comes to him with a true apology, and even though that person really hurt you, you should forgive them. So we see this also in Avraham Avinu, Shneim Avispal Avram El Elokim, by Yirpa Elokim es Avimelech v'gomer, that Avram Avinu had his wife stolen from him, and nevertheless he forgave Avimelech, and ultimately he davened for Avimelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed Avimelech. The mission continues and says, Ha'omer Samei es Eini, if a person says to another person, please go and poke out my eye. Again, why somebody would do this, under what circumstances, a person might be nebuch so insane, so difficult to do such things we're not interested in. We're interested in the pure halacha. So if a person says to his friend, please poke out my eye, blind me, or kotas yadi, cut off my hand, or shvar is ragli, go and break my leg, and the other person listened to him, so chayiv. You can't do this, even if he gave you permission. And even more than that, not only did he give you permission, even if he said, Al benas liftar, he says, and I will not hold you responsible to pay for this, chayiv. You are, nevertheless, if you do this, you go and poke his eye out, you go and cut off his hand or break his leg, you're going to be chayiv, even if he says, you're not going to be liable. However, a little bit different din, Gemara will explain why it's a different din, if instead of damaging the person directly on his body, he just tells you to go and destroy some of his property. If he says to you, kira es kisusi, go and rip my clothing, or shaber es kadi, go and break my jug, or any other type of damage, so then, chayiv, you do have to pay the damage, but here, if he says, if you do this damage, al menas liftar, that you're not going to be chayiv for the damage, so then potter. Then you, in fact, do not have to pay for the damage, and the moral is the obvious question, how come when you attack the person's goof, you do have to pay for the damage, even if he says, al menas liftar, that you won't have to pay, whereas his property, you have to go and pay only if he doesn't say that you're going to be potter. But if he says, al menas liftar, then you don't have to pay. And the moral will give 3 reasons for this. Mishnah concludes and says, "Asay kein leish ploni al manas liftar." If a person, Reuven, says to Shimon, go and attack Levi, and there will be no punishment if you go and attack Levi, so then, nevertheless, that person is chayiv. The person who went and attacked Levi or destroyed Levi's property, so that person, Shimon, is going to be chayiv, because ein shliach l'dvar aveira. You can't go and have somebody do something for you. So even though the person who sent him is a horrible person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him because he convinced Shimon to do this. This Reuven is going to be punished. Nevertheless, in a Beis Din, only Shimon is held liable. And this is true whether he damaged his body, bein megufo, bein memon, or whether he damaged his property. And that is because you ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. You can't assign somebody to be your shliach to do something that's wrong. And that's why Shimon is punished in the Beis Din, but Reuven will be punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he really convinced Shimon to do this terrible thing. Gemara starts off and says, Tanu Rabbanun, kol elu she'amru dumei boshto, that which we learned in the previous shiurim, in the previous Mishnah, the amounts that you have to pay if you did certain embarrassing things to somebody, you humiliated them, you embarrassed them, you have to pay certain amounts. That was a pure embarrassment amount. However, avol tsaro, here we have to differentiate between the amount of the embarrassment itself, and then there's something that tsar that the person says, not talking about the physical pain of hurting him, but talking about the psychological difficulties that this person has, knowing that he was embarrassed. So, okay, he got over the embarrassment. He's no longer red in the face, but he's constantly walking around knowing that everybody knows that he was embarrassed. So that tsar, that psychological trauma, afilu hevi kol ele nivoyo shabolim, even if the person who caused this embarrassment to him, Reuven embarrassed Shimon. So besides paying him the money that he has to for the embarrassment, even if Reuven then goes and brings all of the ayolim, all of the rams that are in a place called Nevoyos, or that are shepherded by a person from the Nevoyos family, even if you bring every single one of those rams as a carbon, that won't bring him an atonement. That won't give him a kapara. A nimchalo, he'll only finally get a mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achi yavakish v'menu, until that person who he embarrassed is mochel him. And this is based upon Shinemar, Hoshev Eishes Ha'ish, Ki Navihu, V'yispal Abadcha. This is from the story that we had with Avimelech going and capturing Sarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech, you will go and return Sarah, and that man will daven for you. He will forgive you. Avram Avinu, the great Navi, Avram Avinu. So then you will get a mechila, a kapara. But until then, you will not. Now, let's digress and discuss and digest this pasuk. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avimelech, Hoshev, Eish, Esoish, go and return this man's wife. And it seemingly says, Ki Navihu, because he's a Navi. So Gemara asks the obvious question. The Eish is Navi Boyadure. Eish is Achel or Boyadure. What? You only have to return Sarah because she's a Navi's wife. And if she was a plain person's wife, you're allowed to kidnap her. You're allowed to, Rahman al-Islam, go and steal somebody's wife and assault somebody's wife? Rahman al-Islam, of course not. So what does it mean, Ki Navihu? It's only because he's a Navi. So the Gemara answers, Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonasan. Shmuel bar Nachmeni says, the name of Yonasan, Hoshei, the Eish is Eish, is the simple, straightforward statement. Return the man's wife, become makom, regardless of whether she's the wife of a chashev person, a poor person, a navi, a non-navi. Of course you return the man's wife. And then it's in regards to Avimelech's taina, uduka amis, that which he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hagai gan tzadik tarog, are you going to go and kill a tzadik who didn't do anything wrong? Are you going to kill me? Hello, who amar li? Achosi. He said that Sarah was a sister. And while technically that was true because she really was a niece, and that can be referred sometimes to as a sister, so he said she was my sister, not his wife. He and she, Sarah, gam hi amra ochihu. She said that he's my brother, again, meaning my uncle, but not in a way that was a lie. It was a misleading maybe, but not as a lie. And therefore, why should I believe them? So, are you going to kill me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tzaddik? So the Gemara answers, he's not a tzaddik. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Navihu, he's a Navi. Ukvar limit, and he taught you that what you're doing is wrong. To go and steal somebody, even if they're not a married woman, is a terrible, terrible thing to do. And he taught you. For example, Achsonoi Shabalia, if a person comes to visit to a city, he's a guest in that city, what should you ask him? Al iske achila ushasiya shalom so. No, do you have a food to eat? Do you have drinks to drink? Do you have a place to sleep? That's what you should ask him. Or al iske ishto shalom so. Or you ask him about the women that he's traveling with. In other words, let's see if you have pretty women with you and we'll gander them, Rahman al-Islam. So Avram gave you Musar. You don't go and ask somebody, oh, is that woman that's with you? Is she your wife? Oh, Achoschi, or is she your sister? In other words, Avram Avinu was a Navi. He taught you the proper way a person should conduct himself, and you choose not to listen to him, so therefore you're held accountable. And Mikan, and here we see the Gemara tells us, that Noach, even a guy, Shinarag, he will be killed, Shailo Lilmot Glolomai. If a guy does one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and he does a capital punishment that he's chayav capital crime for, so he can't argue, I didn't know. Ignorance is not bliss. You can't ever defend yourself by saying, I didn't know. You were taught, you should have known, and therefore, below Lamai, since you didn't learn, you're held accountable. And that's why it says, Ki Naviyu, because he taught you, not because it's the Aishas Navi you have to return, but in Aishas Adam Acher, you don't have to return. Now let's go weiter and discuss this while we're discussing it. So the Pasuk tells us that the punishment that was given to Avimelech until he recanted and returned Sarah and begged Avram for mercy was, Ki otzor otzar Hashem bi'ad kol rechem levei Avimelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped up. He prevented anybody from having their orifices be opened in the proper way because of Alvar Sara Eishes Avraham. Now, what does it mean? We'll dash in the words. Ki Otsar Otsar Hashem. It's a double lashon of Otsar Otsar. So the Gemara says, why is this double lashon? So we have several reasons. Some Rabbi Elazar, the first one is Rabbi Elazar. He says, Shtei Atziros Halalu Lama. Why is double lashon? So one is for a man and one is for a woman. So Achas Beish. One is telling us that for the man, Shichva Zera, the ability to go and release the Zera from a man was taken away. They were stopped up. They couldn't go and release the Zera. And likewise, the second time it says it, that's regarding the women. And there were two things by the women, only one thing by the man, but two things by the women. Shtayim Beisha, number one, Shichva Zera. They also couldn't get rid of the Shichva Zera that was inside of them. As Rashi says, Shebimei Isha, the Zera that went in from a man previously to a woman, lo yicholu lifot, they couldn't get rid of it. So it was stopped up, the Zera stayed inside the woman. And number two, Veleda, that if she was already pregnant, she wouldn't be able to give birth. So that's the double lashon, Otsar Otsar, one for the men, and the things that are appropriate for the men, according to Rabbi Elazar, which is the Zera couldn't come out, and two things by the women, that the Zera that was already inside of them from the men wouldn't come out, and if the woman was pregnant, that she wouldn't be able to deliver. Now, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. In the Brisa, we have a different opinion. The Brisa, which is unnamed, says, Shtayim Bish, there were two things that were reflected in the man, that he was stopped up, and Shuch Vazera Uktanim, that is, that he couldn't release his Zera, and also he couldn't urinate. Ketanim is a reference to urination. And three things with the women, that they were stopped up. Shlosh Bisha, the Shuch Vazera that we just said before, that was inserted into them, wouldn't come out. Uktanim, they also couldn't urinate, and also the Leda, and they weren't able to give birth. So that's the second opinion that we have. Then we have a third opinion. The first two are from Rabbi Elazar and from an unnamed Braisa. And the third one is from Ravina. Ravina Amar, Shalosh Beish. There are three things that are stopped up by the man and four things that are stopped up by the women. What are the three things by the man? Shalosh Beish. Shechva Zera, he wouldn't be able to go and release his Zera. Uktanim, he wouldn't be able to urinate. And Upitabas, he wouldn't be able to defecate as well. Now, Arba Bisha, the four things by the women, the same three by the man, as well as the Leda. So Shichva Zera, she wouldn't be able to release the Zera that was inserted into it for the man. The Leda, she wouldn't be able to go and give birth. Uktanim, she wouldn't be able to urinate. Upitabas, she wouldn't be able to defecate. The Gemara then darshins the last part of the Pasuk. It says, Ki Otsar Otsar Hashem, Kol Rechem, Ba'ad Kol Rechem. What does it mean, Ba'ad Kol Rechem? So Amri, the Rav Yana, he's saying the Beis Medrash Rav Yana, Afil Tarnagoles, even the chickens, Shobes Avimelech, even the chickens in the house of Avimelech, Lo Hitila Beitzasa, weren't able to go and lay their eggs. Everybody, not only the people, but even the animals. Now the Gemara is going to go, and we'll have this through the rest of the Shia today, a very interesting conversation between two Amorayim, between Rava and Rabba Bamari. It's going to be 17 individual questions that Rava asks Rabba Bamari. Some he just takes the answer from Rabba Bamari, others he disagrees with and says, I would have given a different source. So he's going to basically ask him the source for 17 different things, and Rabba Bamari is going to answer every one of the questions. Sometimes Rava agrees with him, but most of the time Rava says, I have a different pasuk to show this point. We see what I mean in a second. The first one question that Rava asks Rabbi Mori is as follows. Where do we get the following thing that the rabbi said? The rabbi said, where do we see a source for the fact that anybody that goes and prays for his friend, that Hashem should have rachamim on his friend, let's say the friend doesn't have children, and he davens that the friend should have children, and he also needs children. He doesn't have children. He's also davening that he should have a child, so Hashem will answer him first. But there's chus that he davened for his friend who needed the same thing that he needs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and respond to him first. Where do we see this from? So Rabba Bamari answers Rabba, and he says, Amalei, from the following pasuk, Dursiv, this is a pasuk that we have from Eov, and it says that Eov's friends also said things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy with, and he was going to punish them the same way he punished Eov. But Eov davened to Hashem, take away all the troubles that you're going to give to them that I already have. So he first davened for them that they shouldn't have these troubles. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from him. Those troubles were taken away from Eov. So this is the pasuk that Rabba Bamari brings down. And Rabba says, I have an earlier source for this pasuk. You're bringing me a pasuk from Ksuvim. I have a source from Chumash. Amalei, at Amris Minosim, you're giving me a source from Ksuvim. But no, I mean a Mihocha. But I can give you a source directly from this story with Avram and Avimelech. Because it says, Vayispalu Avram Elokim, Vayir Belokim as Avimelech, Vyasishto, Vyamosov, Vigomer. So Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech and his wife and all of his people and the entire community of the Plishtim, and they were all healed. And then immediately afterwards it says, Uksiv, Vashem Pokad Esora Kasher Omor Vigomer. Vayas Hashem Lusora Kasher Diber. So Sarah then had a child. She wasn't able to have a child for the first 90 years of her life, and then she had a child. So we see, because he davened for Abimelech to be able to go and have his family, to have children again, their womb should be opened up. So therefore, he nenetchila. Avraham Avinu and Sarah were answered first. Now Tosus points out, this isn't talking about that she should get pregnant, because the Melachim already told her that she would get pregnant. So that was in the previous Pesach. So what is he davening for over here? What was the reward for Avraham Avinu? Eliyodu Rebach, Kimoshi Mispal Avimelech. He davened that Avimelech's women should all give birth easily now instead of having a difficult time. So Mida Keneged Mida, Hunanatrila, that Sarah gave birth very easily. That's what it means. Kasher Omar Avram El Avimelech. Just like Avram had spoken to Avimelech, so therefore, Sarah was also remembered. It says, Kusiv Hashem Pokad is Sarah Kasher Omar. What was Kasher Omar? Kasher Omar Avram El Avimelech, that I'm davening for you, that Hashem should save you, and therefore, Hu Na Netchila. Another question. Another question. The Rav asked Rabbi Mari. Where do we see Minoani Milsta the Amri Inshi? Where do we see the following common aphorism that people say? Bahadi Hutza Loki Krova. That if you have thorns over there, so when you uproot the thorns, likely the cabbage that's right next to it will also be damaged. As Rashi says, Bahadi Hutza Loki Krova. So Kotz Hagadel Eitzla Krov. The thorns that grow near the Krov Kishabola Akro. When you go and uproot these thorns, these weeds. Sometimes you uproot the kruv as well with it. And you damage yourself. In other words, Kolomar Rashi says, sometimes by having bad neighbors, you yourselves get damaged as well. So what's the source for this? That's what Rava asks Rabba Bar Mori. So Rabba Bar Mori answers, Amalei, the Pasuk says, Loma Sariv Weloi, Kuchem Pishatem Bin Umashem. Now this is a Pasuk from Yirmiyahu, from Navi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that all of you have sinned against me. Af HaNavi B'mashmi, even the Navi Yirmiyahu is felt to have sinned somewhat because he was hanging out with the members of Klai Yisrael that Nebuch were sinning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi says, I have an earlier pasuk. Omalei, Atam Rosh Yosef, you bring me a pasuk from Navi, from Yirmiyahu, but I have an earlier pasuk. I have a pasuk from this week's parasha, from Parashas Beshalach. It says, Ad Ono Me'antem, Lishmor Mitzosai V'Sorosoi. So how long will you continue to stop doing what I'm commanding you to do? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Klai Yisrael, but Moshe is included as well. So therefore, we see that Oy le rabo, oy le shcheino, that you can be sometimes punished or held accountable by hanging out with bad people. Okay, that's the second one that we have the discussion between Rava and Rabba Bar Mari. The third one is Amalei Rava le Rabba Bar Mari. The next question that he asks in this ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Umikse echob lokach chamisho anoshim. When Paro wants to see some of Yosef's brothers, so they arrived in Mitzrayim. And he says, bring me some of your brothers. So Yosef brings him five of the brothers. Which five? How do we know? Man ninu chamisha. Which five? So Rabba Bar Mari explains, Amalei says to Rabba, Hochim Rav Yochanan, this is what Rav Yochanan said, O son, shehuch b'lu b'shemos. Those five that when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed the Jewish people before he died, and we have at the end of the Torah, in Parashat Zos HaBracha, so there are five shvatim that they're names are doubled up. The four Shvachos, Don, Naphtali, God, and Asher, and also Zevulun, the youngest son of Leah. So all five of these were doubled up and mentioned. And therefore, Rashi explains, because they were relatively weak compared to their other brothers, and therefore Paro wouldn't take them into his army. If he brought the big, tough brothers, so then Paro might have wanted them to go and serve him in his army. So therefore, he brought the, quote, weaker ones. Tosus points out, in Bereishis Rabba, however, it says exactly the opposite, that the ones that were doubled up were especially the strong ones. Giborim hayu, kimo Yehuda shenichbal, as we'll see, that actually was the sixth brother that was mentioned, and that was Yehuda, he's also doubled up. In any event, we'll just stick with our gears over here, that he brought him the five, were the Don Naphtali, God and Asher, and Zevulun. Fine. Now, Yehuda nami ich pule michpal, but Yehuda is also mentioned. Now, certainly everybody agrees Yehuda was strong. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. So everybody agrees Yehuda was strong. So according to the opinion that he brought him the five weaker brothers, so that's why the names are doubled, to give them extra strength, so to say. So why is Yehuda, who certainly had strength, why does his name need to be doubled? So Rabba Bar Mari says to Rabba, That's a separate answer. That's for a totally separate reason. And we go into a very interesting agadata. The Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonah's son. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni said, Amar of Yonah's son. My dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says in the beginning of the brachos to Reuven, Yechi Reuven v'ayamos, v'hi misav mispar. When Moshe blessed Reuven, he said that you should be blessed and not die, and your men should be counted. And then it says right afterwards, Vezos Yehuda. What's the connection between Reuven and Yehuda? So he answered as follows: Kol Osan Arba'im Shana Shai Yisrael BaMidbar Hayu Atzmosav Shai Yehuda MeGulgalim BaAron. When we have in this week's parsha, Parsha's Bishalach, it says, "Vayikach Moshe Es Atzmos Yosef Imo." So he took not only the bones of Yosef, but he took the bones of all the Shvatim. There's an interesting medrash that he also took the bones of Bisya, his stepmother, when she raised him. So he also brought her out as well. In any event. So he brought up all the Shvatim. So all the Shvatim went and traveled with Chai Yisrael the 40 years of the Midbar. And originally, Reuven's bones were disconnected and were Megulgalim Baro, were rolling around in the coffin. Whereas all the other Shvatim, their bones were silent, so to say, they were intact. The Mefarshim bring down, this is when the Torah is Chayim, that's because Yehuda had told his father, Yaakov Avinu, that if I don't come back with Binyamin, so then I should be punished. And even though he did bring back Binyamin, so it was like a shkaga hayotzim and a shalit, so it's as if it happened, and therefore he was punished in being in this type of a nidoy, abi with in chayram, so his bones didn't connect, and they were rolling around, so to say, in the aron, in the coffin. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Achabah Moshe Rabbeinu, ubikesh rachman. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy to reunite the bones of Yehuda and have them stop rolling around in his coffin. And he says, Amal Afanim, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, mi garam l'Reuven sheyoda. That juxtaposition of Yechi Reuven v'ayamos v'yimisov mispar, there's also Yehuda. What caused Reuven to do tshuva and admit that he had done something wrong when he mixed up the bed of his father and he took the bed away from Bila that was next to his father, and he put instead Leah's bed over there. So, mi goram l'Reuven shiyoda Yehuda, who caused Reuven to publicly admit this? Now, Tosus points out that he had already admitted it privately, but when he saw Yehuda admit publicly with the Maisa of Tamar, so then he got the idea he should also publicly admit. So, who caused Reuven to admit publicly? It was Yehuda. Mi goram who caused l'Reuven shiyoda? It was Yehuda. And therefore, immediately, albeit the Bach is not goes the word miyad immediately, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Kol Yehuda. In other words, he allowed it to go and be no longer rolling around in the coffin. Okay. But still, he wasn't yet back to being in the midst of the shakal v'tayr of the Beis Medrash. So, granted, al evare l'shofa, so all of his limbs became connected again and he wasn't rolling around. Nevertheless, lo abu komaske l'mesivta derikia, but he wasn't yet able to engage in the Beis Medrash in Shemayim, where all the other gedolei Yisrael, the Shvatim, were sitting and learning Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it says, Moshe Davin v'el amo tivyenu, let him come back into the Beis Medrash, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay. However, while he was in the Beis Medrash, Hashem didn't give him the chance or the opportunity yet to understand what was going on. He could be there, but he didn't fully understand it. He wasn't able to do. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu davens Hashem and says, Yodav Rovlo, let his hands be in the battle of Torah. In other words, let him be able to engage in the debates with other Tamidi Chachamim in the Beis Medrash of Shemayim. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yes. However, but he wasn't winning the arguments. So in the Beis Medrash, he was having an opinion, but they weren't posking like him. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens and says, no, the Eza Mitzarov to Yeh, and let him go and win and have the halacha posking like him. And that allowed Yehuda to fully return and become Yehuda, so to say, the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Then the next question that Rava asked to Rabba Bar Mari, Amalei Rava L'Mabar Mari, where do we see the following popular aphorism that people say? Bosa anya ozlani yusa. That if a person's already poor, so poverty is going to run after him all of his life. So he answers, Amalei, Rabba Bamari says back to Rabba, that's based upon the following Mishnah, so Mishnah Bikurim, where it tells us about how poor people bring the Bikurim and how rich people bring the Bikurim. So the poor people bring it in a way that actually costs them money, because their baskets that they bring, they leave with the Kohanim. Whereas the rich people who bring gold baskets and silver baskets, they get to take them home. So Ashirim, Mavim, Bikurim, the rich people bring their Bikurim and they put them on plates, Bikloso, Shalzov, Shal Kesef. They bring on serving platters that are golden and silver baskets. And they get to take them home. However, v'aniyim b'sali nitzarim shel harav klupa. But the poor people, they bring these wicker baskets of weavings of twigs, of willows, and therefore they get to keep that, the kohanim get to keep them. Some of them, for should explain, because it makes it into a nicer gift. Otherwise, it's a very relatively skimpy gift that the poor people bring, and they don't have as much bikurim, so therefore they give the baskets too. But others explain in a very positive way, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates how much effort they had to put in to bring even their little bit of bikurim, and therefore he even wants their baskets. With the rich people, what's the big deal for you? So you bring it in gold and silver, but it's not a big dinsayim for you, so therefore you can keep your baskets. You keep your gold and silver. In any event, HaSalim v'habikurim nosim l'kohanim. The poor people not only give the bikurim, but they also give the baskets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a source of, after poverty, goes even more poverty. That's what Rabba Bar Mori said. Rabba has a different pasuk. Amalei, Atam, Misasim. You give that source, I have a different pasuk. I know, I mean, I give you the following pasuk, and we turn to Tzadi Bey's Omud Bey's, and he says, V'tomei, tomei yikwa. Rachman al-Sanam, when the person is a Metzora, so Rashi says, lo dai, lo nigo. It's not enough that he has the nego of Tzaraas. El Shemavayish is that, so he has to publicly announce and embarrass himself. The Torah demands that he go around and tell people, Tommy, Tommy, Yikra. Now, the purpose of this is a people should daven for him. He walks in a counterclockwise direction in the base of English. Everybody else walks in a clockwise direction. So this way, people will daven for him. The same thing happens with people that are sick, same people happen with people that are veilos. So people should notice that they're going in a different way, and as a result, they will be davening for them. So here he has to call out, Tomei, Tomei Yikra. So this is what you see. After the poverty comes even more poverty. So here the guy already has an egga, and yet he has to go be mavayish himself even further. Next question, Amalei Rabba Bamari. Rabba says the following question, Rabba Bamari. Minah Milso the Omer Rabbanim. Where do we see the following things that the Chachamim say? Hashkein Vecho, go get up early in the morning and eat. In the summer, Bekayit, get up early and eat Bimeacham, because the sun is going to be strong and this will protect you. In the winter, when you're going to need your strength to keep warm, Bimeatzina, you should eat early in the morning so the cold won't get to you. The Amri in Shein. People similarly say, this is the Chacham in the sentence. Now, people have the aphorism. They say that Shisin Rohote Rohut, 60 people can run very, very fast after something, the Lomotu Lagavri, but they'll never be able to catch up with the Mitzapro Korach, the one with any good breakfast. Breakfast is an important thing. You have bread in the morning, so that's an important thing. It's good for your health. Now, where do you see this? That's what Rabbi asked Rabbi Mari, and Rabbi Mari tells him the pasuk is Dechsev Lo Yiravu Velo Yitzmau Velo Yakim Sharav Voshemesh. This is a pasuk that we have from Yeshaya, where it says that if you're not hungry and you're not thirsty, so then the heat, which is referred to as the shrav, and then the shemesh is actually referring to the cold. The Mefarshim explained because it's the cold winter sun, which doesn't give off much heat. So these will not be able to negatively impact you. That's what Rabbi Bamari said. Rabbi said, I have a different pasuk. I'm a lay. You're giving this pasuk from Yeshaya. I have a different pasuk. I have a pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, that's a reference to Kriyashma Utvila. That's when people will go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Kriyashma and by davening. And then, Uveirach Eslach Mecho, V'yes Meimecho. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go bless your bread and your water. And this is a reference to Zupas B'melach, Pekito Shomayim, that you'll drink in the morning. After that, if you eat in the morning breakfast, so then you won't have any troubles the rest of the day. And Vitanya, and we have a brisa that says the same thing, the word machala we see in Gematria is 83. So this is a reference to Zumara. This is a reference to the gallbladder, the bile in the gallbladder, which, again, in their understanding, they felt that that was one of the ways that people got sick with the different four humors. So one of them was Mara, was bile. The law benikwashmo machala, it says, Vasi Rosi machalo mikabecha, I will remove the illnesses of bile from you. So Sheshmonim Ushlosha Chaloyim Yeshba, that they felt that the bile caused 83 illnesses, and the machalo in Gematria Hochi Hav was 83. So Vakulon and all of them, they felt Pas Bebelach Shachrus Vikita Shabai Mevatla. They felt that eating a good breakfast was a great way to prevent all 83 of these illnesses that were related to bile. Okay. The next question that Rabbi asked Rabbi Bar Mari, Amalei Rabba, Le Rabba Bar Mari, Minah Milso D'Amar Rabban, where do the rabbis get the following memra? Chavrucha, Kayucha, Chamra, if your friend calls you a donkey, so Ukva, Legabecha, Mush, go put on a saddle, put it on your back. In other words, take very seriously what somebody says to you. Don't fight back with them. Doesn't mean that you have to be a shmat to let everybody step on you. But if somebody says something to you, and they love them, they don't know them. If somebody attacks you in a way that you can just walk away, that's always the best thing, and you'll be yorish olam haba. And here he's talking about, if somebody tells you a negative about you, so take it seriously. Maybe that negative is there. In other words, treat it as if it's real. So he calls you a donkey, go put a saddle on your back. That's one of the ways to understand this. As Rashi says, Klomar, tol ukav shel chamor, go take a saddle of a donkey, vasiru elecha, bring it to you, v'sim oso al gabecha, put it on your back, Klomar, hode ledvorov v'al taneyu. Accept his words, and you don't have to fight back always. And that's a very important idea, that it's sometimes better to just sit silently rather than getting into a fight. Nu, where's the source for this? Rabbi Mari tells Rabbi Amalei, Dersiv, Vayomar Hagar, Shichas Sarai. Hagar tells back to the Malach, the questions are, Amy Zevos, we want to say Lechi. So she says, when the Malach asked me, where are you going? Vatomer, she answered, May Sarai Givirti, I'm running away because of Sarai Givirti. Now, she no longer held that Sarah was her Geveret. She was running away. So she was Borachas. So nevertheless, since the Malach called her Bayomer, Hagar, Shivcha Sarai. So the Malach calls her Hagar, the Shivcha of Sarai. Where are you going? So she answers back, I'm going away from my aunt. I'm going away from Sarai. Sarai, give your tea. Anochi Borachas. So therefore, that's the source. Now here, Rava doesn't give his own pasuk for this. Okay. Amalei Rava Rabba Mamari. The next question the Rava asked the Rabba Mamari. Mino Milso the Amriinshi. Where do we find the following popular statement that people made? Milso Gino the Isbich Kadem Amra. If you have a fault, so be quick to announce that fault to other people. Now, it doesn't mean that you should go publicly and embarrass yourself all the time, but in a situation where they're going to eventually find out a certain fault of yours, so when you admit to it, you're a bigger man, and it will somehow mitigate sometimes the problems that it will cause. So that is the question that Rava asked Rabba Bar Mari, and he said, I'm late, this is based upon the Siv, by Omar, Evet Avraham Anochi, when Eliezer goes to Besuel and Lavan to go and get a Shidduch for Yitzhak, to get Rivka, so he says, I'm Avram's Evet. Now, he didn't have to say that, he could have just said, well, you know, I'm his associate, I'm his business partner, but he said, no, Evet Avraham, because eventually he would have found it out. So therefore, it's much better for him to announce it up front than to mislead them, and afterwards they say, hey, you told us you're a free guy, and you're really an Evet. So therefore, it's actually much better to sometimes admit up front that you have a certain Gnai about you, and it will be less of a problem for you. Next question. Only Rav or Rabba Bamari. Rav asked the following question to Rabba Bamari. Where do we see the following aphorism? Shafil the Ozil bar Avaz. Then when a goose, an Avaz, is going and walking, so its head is down, however, the Einea mitayfe, but its eyes are looking all the way in the distance. Its eyes are looking far away. In other words, always look to see what are going to be the consequences of your actions. So Rabba Bamari tells him, Olay, this we learn out from the famous Maisa with David and Abigail, and at that point, Abigail is still married to Nabal. So Abigail goes and prevents David from killing her horrible husband Nabal, and instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills Nabal. Nabal was very disrespectful to David HaMelech. David HaMelech had protected him, and he had taken his army and his people to protect Nabal, and then Nabal says, who are you that I should listen to you? So David had a right to go. He was Mori B'Malchus. David had a right to go kill him, but Abigail comes and tells him, please don't kill him. Let Hashem go and take care of him. In fact, he gets a stroke, and during the Aseres Me'etshuva, he gets a stroke on Rosh Hashanah, and then he dies in Yom Kippur. He had the Aseres Me'etshuva. That's one of the sources we have for the Aseres Me'etshuva. A person should recant and admit all the things that they did wrong. He did not do that, and therefore he died in Yom Kippur. And in any event, so Abigail goes to David and says, listen, after my husband dies, remember me. In other words, when my husband dies, go take me to be your wife. So therefore, you see that even though the goose is always looking down, but its eyes are in the future, thinking ahead to the future. Next question. Amalei Rava Rabba Mamari. Rava asks Rava Mamari the following. What do we see what people say? Shishin tichle machi lekocha. That 60 bad things are going to happen to a person. They're going to hurt his teeth, so to say. If a person hears his friend eating and he doesn't eat himself. In other words, if other people are eating, other people are enjoying something, and you're not eating, you're not enjoying something, so it's very, very difficult. It's very painful for a person. Now, Tosus brings down that the Rabbeinu Rav Meshulam said, Badafka, why 60 over here? And he breaks up the year into six seasons like there was originally, and each one is lasting 2 months, which is 30 days, and that's where you get the 60 from. But he says it wasn't really necessary because 60, and Rashi himself says this later on, 60 is a very common number that the rabbis use. Okay, in any event, where do we see this idea that if a person doesn't eat when everybody else is eating, a person doesn't get an enjoyment that everybody else is enjoying, it's very painful. So Rabbi Bamari says, I'm late, it's from the following, so this is when Adonio crowns himself as the new king while David is still alive. And David, of course, had said to Bathsheba that Shlomo HaMelech would be the king. So Nasan the Navi runs to David HaMelech and tells him that Adonio didn't invite me. He didn't invite Tzedek HaKohen. He didn't invite your general Vinyo Ben Yehuda. And he didn't invite your son Shlomo. So what's going on? Did you really crown him? And of course, he didn't. And he then crowned Shlomo HaMelech. So you see, therefore, that if everybody else was eating over here, they were all engaging in the so-called inauguration of Adonio, and they were all eating over there, he slaughtered a lot of animals, and everybody was invited to this big party, but we weren't, so then that's difficult if you're not invited to the party. So that's the pasuk that Rabbi Bamari uses, and here Rava says, I have a different pasuk, Omalei, Atam, Rishmi Yosem, you're giving that pasuk from David HaMelech, and Adonio, and Shlomo, Ana, Amin, Ami Yosem, I give a different pasuk, an earlier pasuk in Chumash, by the Yel Yitzchak Oel Asar Imo. So when Yitzchak goes and takes Rivka to be his wife, so Vayikach his Rivka Vatilo Leisha, he takes her in to be his wife. Vayavel and he loves her. Vayinochim Yitzchak Achra Imo, and Yitzchak is somewhat comforted for the loss of his wife. And then right afterwards, Uksiv Basrei Vayosef Avram. Avram sees the enjoyment that Yitzchak has of being with his wife. He misses his wife Sarah, and he goes and takes Vayikach Isho Shmo Keturah, and he goes and takes Keturah, which many say is Hagar. So therefore, you see that Yitzchak was enjoying married life, so therefore it was difficult for Avram to be alone, and therefore Avram remarried again. Okay, so that's the source that Rava says that if other people are engaging in a pleasure or eating or having some sort of a pleasure and you don't have it, it's very difficult for that person. Next question, Rava asks Rabbi Mari, where do we see the popular aphorism? The people say, Chamra lemore tivuse lishake, that while the master actually gives the wine to all the people at his table, but all the people thank the steward, the wine steward, who actually brings the wine out to the table. As Rashi says, Hayayin shel melechu, the wine belongs to the king, to the master. However, the people that are drinking, Vashosin or so, Machazikim Tova, Lissar Mashke, Pulumel, they thank the wine steward, they thank the butler, and they don't thank the king so much. Tosa has a slightly different opinion. Tosa says, the one who actually doles out the wine gives it with a very generous eye, to whoever he wants to. As the Medrash tells us, we allow the person to go and lead the benching, who's the Tovayin. He'll give a nice bracha to the Balabais. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu over here. The analogy is Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave the bracha to Yoshua, and Yoshua sort of say, thanks Moshe Rabbeinu for giving the bracha. Of course, the bracha came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in any event, the question is, where is the source for this idea that the wine belongs to the master, but the one who dishes it out, the wine steward, the butler, he gets all the thanks? So that's the question that Rava asked to Rabbi Mari, and he answers it, the pasuk says, V'samachtu es yodcha olav, you'll go and put your hand on Yoshua, and you'll give him smicha with one hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yodcha leman yishmun kol adas beYisrael." That's the way it really should be. The yirin isn't there, so that the people should listen to him. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Said Yeshua ben Nun mali ruach chachba. Yeshua received this blessing, and it took. Ki samach Moshe es yodav. He took both his hands. Alav vayishmun alav bnei Yisrael v'gomer. And all of bnei Yisrael now understood that Yeshua was going to be the new leader of Klal Yisrael. So in any event, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all the blessings, but Moshe Rabbeinu, so to say, got credit for it. The next question, Amalei Rav L'Rabba Mamari, he asks him the following, Minoha Milso D'Amriyinshi, where do you see the popular aphorism? The people say, Kalba B'Kafnei Gilole Mivla, that when a dog is very, very hungry, it will even eat stones. Rashi says, Gilole means, Avonim means stones, that he got from his Rebbe, Loshen Mori. Then he brings another pshat that it's talking about dung, Lishnachrin, and Gilole Mamish. However, Rashi says, the first pshat is better, Rishon Yashor, because the Gilole Mamish Urchehu, dog go and dig around in the excrement. So it wouldn't be unusual for them to eat the excrement. So what's the expression that dogs, when they're hungry, will eat stones? So Rava asked this to Rabbi Mari, and he responded, the pasuk says, Nefesh seveya tavus nofes, the nefesh reva komar masok. So the pasuk tells us, this is a pasuk that we have in Mishlei, where it says that if a person is full, so then he won't even want to eat like good stuff, honeycombs. He won't want to eat sweets even. You're so full, you can't even have dessert. However, if a person was hungry, everything, even if it's very bitter, a person's re'eva, kol mar, even something that's very, very bitter, is masuk. It's sweet to you because you're so hungry. Next question. Amalei Rav Rabba Bamari. Rav asked Rav Bamari. Minah Milso the Amriinchi. Where do we see the popular aphorism? Mitayil the Ozil Dikla Bisha Gabekina Disharche. Where do we see that a palm tree that is bad, it grows next to trees that are srach? They are not fruit-bearing trees. It grows back to trees that don't bear fruit. So where do we see the idea that a tree will become bad when it grows next to bad trees, empty, barren trees? So Rabbi Bavari says, Amalei, Dovah zeh kasa b'Torah, Shani b'Neviim, Meshulus b'Ksuvim, Utnam b'Masnisin, Fatanina b'Raisa. This memory is so important that Oyle Rabbo, Oyle Shcheino, that it's bad who you're hanging out next to, is such an important idea that it's mentioned in the Torah, it's mentioned in the Novi, it's mentioned in Ksuvim, it's mentioned in the Mishnah, it's mentioned in the Braisa. Now we'll actually see that it's not actually mentioned in Ksuvim, we'll see it's a source from Ben Sira. So the word Ksuvim here doesn't literally mean in what we call Ksuvim, but then it was written down. It was unusual in those days to write things down, so that's why it's called Ksuvim. It doesn't mean what we call Ksuvim normally. In any event, where do we see each of these five places? So Kosav b'Torah, it says in the Pasuk in Torah, D'chsiv v'yelech Esav v'yishmol. Esav, who comes from, of course, Yitzhak Avinu, as opposed to Yishmol, who comes from Hagar. So Esav had both parents, Yitzhak and Rivka, wonderful, and Yishmol had Hagar as his mother. So therefore, Yishmol is like the trees that are sharchi, they're barren, and Esav is a good tree, a palm tree that went bad. So therefore, it says, v'yelech Esav v'yishmol. He went to hang out by Yishmol. So therefore, that's why they ended up being bad. Shani b'Neviim, we see the similar idea in the Navi, where it says, Dechsev, Vayislaktu el Yiftoch. Yiftoch was one of the Shoftim, but he was from a very low status himself. So around him came Anoshim Reikim, Vayetsu Imo. That's the right way the Pasuk should be. So Yiftoch, many people gathered around him who were good people, but they went bad. So they had a good lineage, but they went bad, as opposed to Yiftoch, who had a bad lineage. So that's where it says in Navi that the person who is the bad palm tree will be next to the barren trees. Umishulosh b'ksuvim, it's written again in Ksuvim. That doesn't really mean here Ksuvim, because as you see in the Masor Sashas, this is from Ben Sira. Ben Sira is part of the, quote, Apocrypha. According to many, Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyahu that was made via Ambatya, that Yirmiyahu had some Zera that left his body in a bathhouse, and that a woman went in afterwards, and she became impregnated with the Zera of Yirmiyahu and gave birth to Ben Sira. That's what the Medrash tells us. In any event, so Ben Sira is a good book. It's quoted many times, but it didn't reach the status of the Chav Dalid Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not one of the 24 books of Tanakh. So it is quoted sometimes, and here it's quoted as well. It's called Ksuvim, as I said before, because it was written down. The Chsiv, called Of Lemino, every bird goes to its own kind. Yishko, they go and settle there. Ubnei Adam Adom Lo, and likewise, a person will go to the type that is similar to him. So therefore, we see that the birds hang out with other birds that are like them. And the Gemara tells us, as we'll see in a second, in a Braisa, a certain bird was known to be non-kosher because it hung out with other non-kosher birds. Not on its own was it known to be non-kosher, but only because it hung out with other non-kosher birds. Any event, that's the third one of the five. The fourth one of the five sources that Rabbi Murray says that we see that the palm trees grow bad when they're next to the barren trees. That's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that we have in Caleb where it tells us, certain things, when they're connected to something that's tame, then they have the ability to be makabel tuma. If they're connected to something that's tar, they don't have the ability to be makabel tuma in that situation. So you see that who you hang out with, if you're connected to a dover tame, then you can accept tuma. If you hang out with good people, if you're connected to a dover tar, then you can't get tame. And finally, in a Braisa, the Braisa tells us, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, as to what is the status of a certain bird known as the Zarzir. So the Chachamim say it's a kosher bird. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo lechinam halach Zarzir etzalorev. It's not for naught that the Zarzir, this bird, the Archworld translated as a starling, but it's a non-kosher bird. But we didn't know that it was a non-kosher bird. But Rabbi Eliezer says, from the fact that it hangs out with an orev, which is definitely a non-kosher bird, that the Pharisee says in the Torah, so therefore it's not a coincidence that the Zarzir hangs out with the orev, because like things hang out with like things. So it hangs out with non-kosher birds. It must be a non-kosher bird. And that's what we said. This Dikla Bisha, this bad palm tree, is next to Kino Deshachi, next to the barren trees. Mark continues the next question. Amalei Rava l'Rabba Bamari. Rava says to Rabba Bamari, Minohani Milso the Amriinchi. Where do we see the popular aphorism that people say, Karis Chavricha v'lo Anoch, if you call out to your friend, in other words, you give him Tochacha, Rashi says, and he doesn't respond to it, he keeps on doing what he's doing, so at some point in time, You don't have to do this. Where else we discuss it? Three machlokes between Rab Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. How much you have to go? Does he have to just tell you to stop? Does he have to really get angry at you? Or does he have to actually smack you in the face? So Rami Guda, once you've given him tochacha and you've reached the point where you can't give him tochacha, he's not going to accept it anymore. So Rami Guda Rabba Shtebe. So then put up a big wall, separate yourself from him, and throw it at him. In other words, let him get his zets. So where do we see this? Rabbi Mari says to Rabba Amale Yan Tihartich. So this is a passage that we have from Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Navi says that I tried to clean you up, but you didn't want to become clean. In other words, I gave you tochacha, but you didn't accept it. So then you'll never be metar from the tumah that you have. Okay, next question. Rabbi says to Rabbi Mari, where do you see the popular statement that people made? A well from which you drink from? Don't go throw dirt into it. In other words, don't treat disparagingly something that once was good for you. You should have a certain hakaras hatov. There are great people that would have hakaras hatov to inanimate objects. The people who saved in the Holocaust, great tzaddikim who saved in the Holocaust by some inanimate object. So they had tremendous respect for that inanimate object. So people go and have hakaras hatov. So it's possible, this idea, where do you say you should have hakaras hatov to something? You once drank from this well, so then don't have a lack of hakaras hatov for it. So Rabbi Mari says, Amalei, the pasuk says, Lo sisaev adomi kiyochichahu. There's a pasuk that we have from the end of Devarim where it says that you shouldn't go and hate the Edomi. Why? Because he's your brother. And Lo sisaev mitzri kiger hayisa biatzo. And don't go and attack the Mitzrayim. Don't hate the Mitzrayim because you once were a stranger in their land. Kigera Yisa Biarzo. In other words, even though they're horrible people, the Edomi and the Mitzrayim treated the Jewish people terribly, nevertheless, we still have to have a certain level of Hakaras HaTov. Next question. Only Rabbi Rabba Bamari. Rabbi asked Rabba Bamari, where's the source of the following? Milsa, the Amri Inche, where do people get the following statement from? Either Les Dura Dolina, below Lo Dolina. If you're going to help me, Rashi explains in terms of a financial venture. If you're going to come with me, Im Tidle Vitagbiya Hamasu Yimi Dolina. If you're going to come and lift up this burden with me, so then, great, I'll do it. But if you're not going to help me, then I'm not going to do it myself. So Rashi says dura means a masui, and it's a marshalu. Shein other modes of likonis misakonis hezik mamon betachas ol dovar elam ke mishtatev chaverimo. Person doesn't want to take chances on his own. He's willing to take a chance. He's willing to do certain things if his friends will join him. But if nobody's going to join him, he's not willing to do this. So what's the source of this? So Rabbi Mori says I'm a lay. The pasuk says dechsev vayomer elel barach im tochi imi v'holachti v'mos tochi imi lo elech. This is the famous shira of Devorah, which is Haftorah from Parshas B'Shalach. And it tells us there that Baruch says to his wife is really Devorah, the Neviah, and he says to her that if you come with me to battle, then I will go. But if you're not going to come with me, I'm not going to go. And she responds to him, yes, I'll go with you. But then the people are going to say that a woman defeated them and not Baruch ben Avinoam. Okay. Next question. Rava says to Rabba Bamari, Minohani Milsa, the Amriin She, where is the source for the following popular statement that people say? Kad Havinon Zutre Legabre, Hashto de Kashino Ledardiki. When we were young, people thought of us as really, really impressive. We were like Gavri. We were Gavaraba. We were like grown men. However, now that we're older, Hashto de Kashishna, we're old, Ledardiki. People don't think much of us. In other words, people don't respect older people as much as they should. Rabba Bamari says, I'm a lay sister Rabba, Meikara Ksiv. The Pasuk says, again, in Parshas B'Shalach, this week's Parsha, at least for me, it's this week's Parsha. When you're going to be listening to this, it might be already last week's Parsha. So, Meikara Ksiv, Hashem Olech Lepneam Yomom, Be'amur Anon Lachos Omaderech, Haderech, V'laylo Be'amurei Shlo Yulahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Anone HaKavod and the Eish to go and lead the Klai Yisrael. The Anone were during the daytime and the Eish was at nighttime. And then subsequently, afterwards, L'Vesov Ksiv, we turn to Tzadi Gimel Amar Aleph, Hinei Anochi Shalech Malach V'Nech L'Shmorcha Ba'adorech. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer B'chodu V'atzmo, but he sends a Malach to go and protect the Jewish people. So when we were younger, so to say, when Chayis was younger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chodu V'atzmo did everything. And then subsequently, we got older, and Nebuch, we went off the Derech a little bit, so then we were only Zolcha to be saved in various ways by Malachim. Okay. Now we come to the 17th and final question that Rava asked Rabbi Mamari. Amalei Rava, Rabbi Mamari, Minoa Milsa the Amri Inche. Where do we see the popular aphorism? Basar More Nichse Tzive Mishoch. If you're going to be near people that are well off, then some of those crumbs will come onto you. In other words, you'll be able to go and benefit by being around wealthy people. Some of that wealth will rub off on you. So what's the source for that? So Rabbi B'Mari says, Amalei, Tilsiv, Begam L'Lot, Halechas Avram, Yatzun of Akari Olim. When Lot tagged along with Avram Avinu, so he also benefited and became very, very well off. It says that he also had Tzun of Akari Olim because he hung around with Avram Avinu, who was very wealthy. And it says, of course, that when Lot left Avram Avinu, so he lost a lot. He was able to be a tzaddik while he was with Avraham Avinu, but once he left Avraham Avinu, so he becomes Lot and unfortunately has a huge deterioration in his spiritual status. This is a good break point. We're still going to discuss more Gadata tomorrow, but this concludes the 17 questions that Rav asked Rabbi B'Mari, what's the source for these popular aphorisms that people would say? Again, most of them, he argued with them and gave his own psukim. Some of them, he accepted Rabbi B'Mari's answer. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.